Shout hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control, hallelujah, as I walk along the way is mine. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my... Sing it again loud and clear. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, take control, Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah. My life all again. Oh yes, Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move. Come and reign, come and reign, hallelujah, come and reign in my life to Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. I believe, yes, Lord, I, hallelujah, yes, Lord, I believe, it is well with me, it is well with me, sing it loud and clear, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, I, hallelujah, it is well with me. It is well with me. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, I believe. Made impossibility possible. Made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha. Johan, Johan, I've been to Calvary. I dip my eyes in the blood of the Lamb, and in the blood of Jesus, my life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. 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 Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and sing it. Evil arrow in my body. Hallelujah, jump out. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 I will hallelujah. Jump out, jump. Hallelujah. Evil arrow in my body. Yes, I will hallelujah. Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. Hallelujah. my body. No man. Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your mighty power, your mighty grace. We thank you because you have never failed. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory that was won on Calvary. Thank you because we can trample upon serpents and scorpions. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully this morning. Because what we are discussing here this morning could save your life one day. And it could make the difference between failure and success. And it does make the difference between failure and success. Listen very, very carefully. I'm speaking on what I call the three voices. The three voices. The three voices. Every day of our lives, we are bombarded with sound of voices. Every day of our lives, we are confronted with all kinds of voices. The Bible says there are different kinds of voices. There are different kinds of sound. We get voices every day. Voices generally operate in two realms. There is the external voice. There is the internal voice. The external voice and the internal voice. Both voices can make you or break you. Both voices can make or break you. The external and the internal. Every day, we are bombarded with voices. All the voices that man hears can be grouped into three categories. Three different categories. And herein lies the problem that many cannot differentiate what is happening. Many don't know which voice is talking to them at one time or the other. There is the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. Two, there is the voice of the devil and his agents. Three, there is the voice of man or the voice of the flesh. All voices can group themselves clearly under those three categories. The voice of the Lord, the voice of devils and his agents, the voice of the flesh. In John chapter 10, the gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, John 10. I read verse 3, John 10, 3. It is important to listen carefully this morning. Because a time will come in everybody's life. If the time has not already come now, that the greatest thing you want is for you to hear the voice of God. The greatest thing you want is to have information from heaven. Unfortunately, man is born deaf to God. The Bible says, since in Adam all died, in Christ shall all be made alive. So since Adam, everybody died when Adam died. The spiritual ear is dead. The spiritual eye is dead. Since Adam, all died. Since that time, a man that is born in iniquity is born deaf, dumb, blind to God. So now you need to now learn it now. You have to learn. Once you become that of Christ and you come alive, those are things you learn. The greatest sign of those who belong to God and those who do not belong to God is that those who belong to God, they hear his voice. They know his voice. That's the major difference. In John chapter 10 verse 3, it says this: to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Is the sheep hear his voice? Note that he said sheep hear his voice, not goat hear his voice. Sheep hear his voice, not goat. When you slap a goat, don't go there again. It's back again. You hit it again, the goat is back again. Such people don't hear God. Repent today, shame tomorrow. Repent today, shame tomorrow. Repent today, go back tomorrow. Repent today, go back. You will not hear anything from heaven. His sheep hear his voice. The goats do not hear. In the same John chapter 10 verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They know not the voice of strangers. And the popular verse 27 of John chapter 10, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And the first key in getting used to somebody's voice is there's a relationship between you and that person, close to the person. Only a madman or a mad woman may not recognize the husband or wife's voice when they talk. One day I was in the plane and I sat down, getting myself busy as usual. Normally when they all sleep in the plane, it's only my light that will be on, still working in the night. I was doing my work. But this white woman, the air hostess, kept coming to trouble me. Won't you sleep? Won't you sleep? Won't you sleep? I was shaking my head. No. I didn't say no, but I was just saying, just shaking my head. Another white woman was sleeping opposite me. I noticed she would look at me and close her eyes again. Look at me, close her eyes. After some time, she said, excuse me, sir. What's your profession? Because I see you reading plenty of handwritten letters. Oh, I said, there are letters written to me. So you mean people wrote those letters? Say yes. So what's inside this letter? Those seeking for prayer, those seeking for counseling. Say there are so many. I said, well, there are many. That's why I'm reading them now. I said, okay. Please, please. What is your profession? I said, I'm a pastor. I said, pastor? She said, pastor. I said, yes. I said, why did you choose such a difficult profession? And I said, sorry, ma. I did not choose the profession. The profession chose me. She said, I don't understand. And she covered her head and slept. But there was somebody by my side again who heard me talking. The lady stood up too. That one is a Nigerian. She said, I can recognize that voice anywhere. That must be Dr. Lukoya. I said, do you know me? She said, no, but I buy your tapes. And I listen to it. I listen to it. I listen to it. I have them here now. So, but I've never met you before. Say, but I can recognize that voice anywhere. It is relationship and closeness that makes you to recognize people's voices. If you are not a friend of the Almighty, you will not recognize his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In the same John chapter 18, John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou seest that I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Those who have the truth heareth my voice. Say, woman, the time cometh, and now is, that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Those are those who hear God. I'm praying for somebody here today. Anything blocking your spiritual ears from collecting the wavelength of heaven, let fire destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. So what am I trying to let you know this morning? We cannot avoid hearing voices, but we can avoid obeying the wrong voices. We can't avoid hearing voices, but we can avoid obeying the wrong voices. Anytime you walk into the street, voices are talking. Voices are talking. They invite you, they do all kinds of things. Voices. But it's you who will decide that, no, I won't obey this one. I won't obey this one. I won't obey this one. I went for a crusade somewhere, and I wanted to go and take something downstairs. We're on the 10th floor, so, in the hotel. So I entered the lift to go downstairs to pick up what I wanted to pick up. There was a lady inside the lift. She gave me a big smile. She had danger signal on her lips. She had cleared off the eyebrow that God put there. Clearly, she wiped that one off and used lead pencil to mark another one again, different from that of the Almighty. She had some painted cheeks and an attachment that was touching a bum bum. And half of the breast was outside. She gave me a big smile inside the lift. Me too, I gave her a big smile. And the lift went down. I got down from the lift. It took me 5 minutes to get what I wanted. I went back to the lift. Immediately the lift came down again. The lady was there again inside the lift. I pressed the floor. She gave me another big smile. And I gave her a big smile. And I said, you be Yoruba man? I said, yes. I said, you don't understand? I said, understand what? I said, what are you doing in this lift? Are you living inside this lift? I make you not insult me. Don't insult me. I'm looking for a customer. So, and if you must know, I'm a prostitute. That's all. Are you interested? That's what I'm saying. I said, no. You're on your way to hellfire. I do not intend to follow you. And if you don't repent, the next man you see will die on your head and you will die under the man. Say, hey, are you a pastor? That was a voice speaking to me. Or it's you who will refuse to obey the wrong voice. Ability to ascertain whether a certain thing is from God or from human or from Satan is what Bible teachers and prophets call discernment. Ability to ascertain whether this thing is from God or from human being or from Satan. It's what they call discernment. Discernment shows what is of God or what pretends to be of God. That discernment will unmask Satan's tricks. It will enable you to spot the fake and enable you to know this one is fake, this one is counterfeit. Glory be to the name of Jesus. In the olden days, they used to, I don't know whether it exists now, they used to have counterfeit coins. That is counterfeit money now, no. So bank workers needed to be trained on how to detect counterfeit. And the training they give to them is to study the original. They don't bother study the counterfeit. They teach them to study the original. So when you study the original, you know the original very well. When they bring something different from that original. So this one is counterfeit. It's the same thing. When you study the voice of the Almighty, and you get to know him who has the original voice, when other voices come, say, no, this is not of God. Whether the voice is coming from the outside or it's coming from the inside. I'm praying for somebody again today that whatever is preventing you from hearing the Lord your God and from you to detect the false forces that are talking to you and kick them away, those things will be dashed to pieces in the name of Jesus. You will hear the voice of the Master. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. I heard a story about the tsunami wave that killed over 300,000 people. There's a particular Christian in that, a particular Christian group in that place, in a particular village. There were only 400 Christians in the old village. The rest of the village were against them. They were all idol worshippers. They worship water sweet, they worship snake, they worship all kinds of things. But they were against the 400 Christians in the old village. The 400 Christians, they said they wanted to do a special service on Christmas Day. Those villagers said, no, I don't hold any service there. So they now decided, all the 400 Christians, they now decided to go to the mountain, the tallest mountain there, to go and hold their meeting away from the village. So they were there. When they were about to close for the day, somebody said, I heard the voice of the Lord. He said we should spend an extra day on this mountain. And they said, okay, since it is the voice of the Lord, they stayed. And then tsunami came. They were watching the tsunami from the mountain. The entire village was wiped out. Only these 400 Christians remained. Because somebody heard the voice of the Lord. May you hear his voice. If you understand the prayer, your amen will be very loud. It's a tragedy that human beings are the only one dumb, deaf to the voice of the Almighty. God spoke to the ground. In number 16, it opened. It swallowed people. God spoke to the snake in the garden. Jesus spoke to the tree. Jesus spoke to dead Lazarus. Jesus spoke to demons. God spoke to the light. He said, let there be light. God spoke to water. God spoke to rain. God spoke to mountain. God spoke to diseases. God spoke to food. All these things that have no life, they listen and hear God. But human beings do not hear. The day you begin to hear the voice of the Lord clearly, and you can differentiate the voice of God from other voices, your progress as a Christian begins. Read your Bible well. Men in scripture who move into the things of God that we are reading about today, we are reading about them because they could hear God. Abraham heard the voice of the Lord. Moses heard the voice of the Lord. Joshua heard the voice of the Lord. Samuel heard the voice of the Lord. David heard the voice of the Lord. Elijah heard the voice of the Lord. Jonah heard the voice of the Lord. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord. Jeremiah heard the voice of the Lord. Ezekiel heard the voice of the Lord. Peter heard the voice of the Lord. John the Baptist heard the voice of the Lord. That's why we're reading about them today. I'm praying once again that may you hear his voice. May you hear his voice. May you hear his voice. In the name of Jesus. But instead of hearing the voice of the Lord these days, the voices that most of us follow is voices that mislead. Seductive voices. Voices of temptation. Voices of false prophets. You know, some people say, come to this do-it-yourself church, and they say, go about, Baba, pray for me, that pray for me, go to this prophet, go to that prophet, and they confuse your life completely. What you may not know is that you may be 200% better than the person you are going to, but because you refuse to develop yourself, you become a slave. Many listen to the voices of self, voices of evil prophets, voices of people who speak what you want to hear. The present-day Christians now, they prefer to go to those who will speak what they want to hear. But somebody who will say that is hellfire, that is heaven, sin is dangerous, they don't like hearing that voice. One man ran away from mountain of fire. I went to another church. A new generation church, they call them. And somebody found him at the gate of that church. And said, Daddy, you used to come to mountain of fire. What are you doing here? He says, your G.O. makes me feel very guilty anytime I come here. And he's always saying people should not marry plenty of wives. And I want to marry plenty of wives. So he went to where people will say what he would like to hear. He said, but in this church now, nobody talks about things like that. Nobody talks about things like that. So I'm all right here. Very comfortable. People listen to the voices of lying spirits, voices of flatterers, voices of diviners, voices of witchcraft, voices of familiar spirits, voices of people who dupe, who rob, and who rape. That's what most people listen to in this generation. And because of that, spiritual growth is not much. Many are not growing. We have non-growing pastors, non-growing ushers, non-growing members, because they cannot pick out the voice of the Lord their God. Say, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. My sheep hear my voice, a stranger they will not follow. Listen to me carefully, beloved. When it is the voice of God, when the Lord speaks, the Holy Spirit in you will bear witness that it is the Lord. That's the first sign. You know God is speaking. When it is the Lord speaking, there is an inward knowing inside of you which will tell you this is God talking to you. When it is God speaking, He will speak words that are not familiar to you or common to your vocabulary. When it is God speaking to you, there is a particular peace that comes into your soul and you are at rest. A particular peace comes into your soul and you are at rest. When is God speaking to you, there is this confidence and assurance that comes into your soul, if He's the one speaking of. When God speaks to you, it will agree with the word of God. That is, it must agree with the Bible. God will not violate His words for somebody who says it's convenience. So any message you are getting, and it's not in the Bible, it's not God, it's either the devil or your flesh. I was amazed the other time. Somebody was on television. I'm the senior apostle, so and so. I've just married the seventh wife. And as the more I marry the wife, the more the power increases. That is not the voice of God. Because it contradicts the scripture. Contradicts the scripture. God said, I should buy beer. God said, I should buy hot gin, alcohol, and bring it to you, oh man of God, so you can bless it for me. And when I drink the alcohol, God said my headache will go away. It's a lie. When it is God speaking to you, God will always confirm His word. He will confirm those words. When is God speaking to you, it will have clarity. He will speak clearly along the line of His word. When is God speaking to you? That is, if you say you hear a voice, and the decision you are taking, your mind is shaking. There is no peace. You are feeling strange. You are worried. You are not comfortable. It's not God. Somebody says He wants to marry you. You say you have prayed. But inside of you, there is a gentle fear telling you that you don't understand this person. Once it lacks clarity, not from God. Once you are not at peace, it's not from God. Once it's not the kind of voice you are hearing from God before, it's not from God. When the devil or evil spirit is speaking, there will be doubt, fear, discomfort. There will be conflict, restlessness, no peace. There will be questioning and worrying. There'll be wondering and wondering and wondering and confusion. There'll be lack of clarity. Because the devil is an expert at confusion. When it is the devil or his agent speaking. When it is the devil or agent speaking, it will be negating the Bible, negating the Lord's command. When is the devil speaking? It will be bringing you discouragement, guilt. When it is the devil speaking. When it is the flesh speaking, when the thing is from man, there will be hesitation. There will be this hesitation. You don't feel the urge to do it. Because self has to think about it before it does it. Unlike God's words that flows to us easily. When is the flesh speaking? There will be deception. person will be led astray by his own heart. When it is the flesh speaking, there will be double-mindedness. You don't know whether you should do A, you don't know whether you should do B, getting confused. When it is the flesh speaking, it will bring you sinful desires. The voice may sound like our own, but it's the same old desires working inside. This is how to differentiate between these three voices that are speaking. Inability to differentiate will make you a slave. And I want you to know something this morning. The day that you begin to hear clearly the voice of God, that day your progress begins. Your progress as a Christian begins. You need to pray away from your life the deafness inherited from Adam. You need to pray it out of your life. There are certain things that can block you completely from getting the wavelength of heaven. One, disobedience to God. If you abhor disobedience, heaven will not talk to you. Two, unforgiveness. There are people that have offended you, you are not willing to forgive. Heaven will not be ready to talk to you under that situation. Hatred of people. Hatred is a destructive force, while love is a creative force. If you hate anybody, the Bible calls you a murderer, and you'll not be able to hear God. When you live in doubt or unbelief, that's number four. It will block your ears from hearing God. Five, when you have an unrepented sin in your life, you're just flagrantly committing sin, then heavens will be far away. Six, if you are allergic to long prayers, you don't like long praying, where you connect to heaven and you hear from heaven, then heaven will be far away from you. Seven, if you are biblically illiterate, you don't read your Bible, you don't get anything from the Bible, heaven will move far away from you. Eight, if you are robbing God of his tithes, don't pay your tithes, that will bring heaven against you too. The devourer will block your hearing system, and then you'll not be able to hear what you should hear. This morning, beloved, you and I have prayers to pray, serious prayers to pray on what you've had now. You say, what can I do now? I want to be hearing God. I too want to be able to connect to the wavelength of heaven. The keys are very simple. You want to be hearing from God and not from the devil and the flesh. You want a direct connection to the wavelength of heaven. The first thing to do is to make that God your friend. Make him your friend. You talk to him the way you talk to your friend. Make him your friend. Two, learn how God speaks to people. Learn how he speaks. He can speak to you through your outer ear, your inner ear, or even your conscience. That voice inside of you that normally tells you that what you are doing is wrong. That voice of your conscience. Everybody has a conscience. That voice of your conscience. Anytime you do something bad, this is not good. Don't do this. That silent, quiet voice that is harassing you when you do things wrong. That quiet inner voice, who is your internal magistrate, is the voice of God talking to you. That the same quiet way that your conscience talks to you. That's how God talks to people from the inside. But once you begin to say, once your conscience says something is wrong, and you do not agree with that conscience, eventually that conscience will be seared with hot iron and will just leave you alone. That conscience, baptized and soaked by the Holy Spirit, becomes the voice of God that speaks to you internally. The third thing to do is to pray to hear his voice. The Bible says, ask, shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, door shall be opened. You want to be hearing God? Tell him, Father, I want to be hearing you. And the more you talk to him, the more he talks to you. And then anytime you are praying, you don't just pray, and say, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, and you stand up and go away. No, prayer is a two-way thing. That is a monologue. You are just talking to one direction. Prayer is a dialogue. That is when you kneel down and you pray. At least for the next 5-10 minutes, you should be on your knees or there to hear what the person you are speaking to would say. No woman will want to marry a man who comes to you and says, sister, I want to marry you. God said I should marry you. I said, that's all right. I'll come and visit you tomorrow. And he comes to your house and he sits down and he says, sister Gloria, listen to me. Blah, 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 blah. And he talks for 1 hour non-stop. The sister said, let me talk now. He said, no, just listen to me. Blah, 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 blah. And after talking for 1 hour, he stands up. He said, bye-bye. Next day, he comes again. Sister Gloria, blah, 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 blah. Let me talk. No, don't talk. Just listen. Blah, 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 blah. And after he says, bye. Sister Gloria will run away. So this man is crazy. Do you know that's exactly what we do to God? So pray. In Jesus' name I pray. You say, amen. Shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And you run away. You do not sit down and say, Father, what do you have to say? Speak to me. And so we don't get information. I pray that the Almighty will lay his hands upon us and do mighty wonders in our life. All these mistakes Christians are making. Enter the wrong bus. Put your money in the wrong business. You go and put your money, you hire a house. Only for you to discover, after praying 3 years rent, that the next door, your next door neighbor is a native doctor who is calling demons every night. You take your money, invest it in the wrong business. This is because the average Christian does not hear God. But the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and he opens the door, I will come in. Rise up on your feet. That songwriters say, Jesus calls us for the tumult of our lives. Wild, restless sea. Say, day by day, his sweet voice is calling. Say, Savior. Say, servants, follow me. And I've got a place. Day by day, he's speaking to us. Say, Savior, may we hear your voice. All eyes closed. Bow down your heads, beloved. Tell the Lord, whatsoever is making me deaf to heaven, but I cannot even hear what heaven is saying. Whatever is making me second-class citizen in heaven, because I have no knowledge of their decision or the way they think. Father, forgive me. Spend 1 minute to do that now. Amen. The prayer I want you to pray this morning is a prayer for those who want to fulfill their destiny. A prayer for those who desperately want information from heaven. God came into the temple and God called out, Samuel heard, but Eli, sleeping in the same place, did not hear. What a mystery. The voice was so loud in the ears of Samuel that he believed it was Eli calling him. It was loud in his ears. So he went to the old man. Said, Daddy, did you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. The voice came again. Eli did not hear. It's a tragedy when you are deaf to the Almighty God. This is why this prayer is very serious. And it will be a tragedy if we keep quiet. I'm believing God that there will be some people here this morning who will begin to hear clearly from God after this morning's meeting. Can I hear all the sisters here shouting this loud? Power of spiritual deafness. Can the sisters shout it loud? Brothers, let me hear you shouting that too. Everybody together now. In my life. Death! In the name of Jesus. Something is happening right. Power of spiritual deafness in my life. Death. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, give me the ears of Samuel. Give me the eyes of Elisha. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice be loud as you say, voices calling my name from the grave. Die! In the name of Jesus. Masapiali katenda. Boraka setende kaya moshanta. Riba piali katanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Voices of confusion. Voices of shame. Voices of failure. Can you shout those three things loud? Shout it again. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, we thank you because your word says, secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed to us and our children, that we may do what is in the law of God. Let this hand pointed at the altar here receive the fire of God. Let the power of God flow into these hands for mighty breakthroughs. for mighty deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Put one finger in your ears now and keep it there. Makatenda yabo shande. Ripi alikasa. Da katende ke yabo. Anyone here who is ancestrally deaf to the Almighty, receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Remove your fingers now. Say, in my dream tonight, oh God, appear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let's take our in books. In 368. Once more my soul thy savior through the word is offered full and free. And now, O Lord, I must decide, shall I accept of thee? Once more my soul, once more my soul, thy savior through the word is offered full and free. And now, O Lord, I must decide, shall I accept of thee? I will, God help me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me. I will be holy thine. By grace I will thy mercy now receive. Thy love my heart hath won. On thee, O Christ, I will believe and trust in thee alone. I will, God help me, I will be holy thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be holy. Verse 3, sisters. Verse 4. And now, now verse 5. To all who came when I was there below and said, O Lord, we are. To them I will whatsoever thy reply, we rest upon it now. I will, God happy me, I will, Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be holy thine. 160. Master, speak, thy servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy voice that sheareth. Master, let it now be heard. I'm listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? 160. Speak thy servant heareth. Master, speak thy servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy voice that heareth. Master, let it now be. To see to verse two sisters, speak. Let me speak that I may follow faster. Brothers, verse 3, let's go. Master, let me not fall at depart. Master, speak for I am no master. Everybody singing the last verse loud and clear. Master, speak and make me right. When thy voice is truly heard, we obedience glad and steady, see to follow every. Listening, Lord, to thee. I am listening, Lord, for thee. Master, speak, oh, speak to me. Hymn number 400. I am dying, O Lord, I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. love to me. More than long to rise in the arms of faith, I'm a closer drawn. Sing it loud and clear, draw me near. The last verse. There are days of love that I cannot know till I cross that narrow sea. There are eyes of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace. With draw me nearer, draw me near, draw nearer to the near, bless the Lord to that precious bleeding sun. Let's rise up on our feet now as we sing 395. 395. Oh Jesus, I promise to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou would be my God. Quieter now. Oh Jesus, I promise to serve thee. Be thou forever near me. Be thou forever my master. I shall not fear the battle. I shall not fear. Quieter still, oh let me feel thee. The world is ever near, the world. I see the signs that dazzle. I see my foes are ever near me. Last verse loud and clear. Oh Jesus, thou hast brought to all who follow thee, to all who follow, that where thou art in glory, that where thou art in glory, there shall thou serve. And Jesus I promise, and Jesus I am. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend. Father, we thank you for your people that you have gathered here today. As they go away from here, let your anointing, your glory, your power, your strength come upon them in the name of Jesus. The Almighty, who is the Rock of Ages, shall arise and fight all your battles. And you will hear his voice loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. All the prayer requests, oh Lord, answer them by fire. I decree that this shall be a week of blessings for you. Almighty shall be your rock and your shield. You shall overtake all those who had gone before. And the Lord will be your rock and your shield. You will trample upon serpents and scorpions. And upon every power of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. The glory of God will overshadow you. Wherever you go, doors shall open of their own accord. Favor shall envelope your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go.